VA3HRY, B1 Echo Papa. Yeah, I guess Lewis disconnected him, and we're just having a discussion there on the other node. Each of these nodes, we should have a contact number to let them know that there's a challenge there on the line. Over.
Yeah, it would make perfectly good sense, but unfortunately, you have to disconnect the node because it was just awful. whatever's going on, I'm sure it's rectifiable, if that's a word. But anyway, back to my problem. Is my audio okay? VA3HRY.
VA3HRY, KC5RJL.
Hey, good afternoon, Lewis from Windsor, Ontario. How's it going?
Well, it's going okay. We have a really beautiful day down here on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast. It's sunny and probably about, maybe in the high 60s or low 70s, something like that. Yeah, I heard you. I just heard the last I'm just reading something off the net controllers group. Adrian had set up a signal group for all the net controllers in case there's a problem during the day when he's usually busy with something else. Yeah, I heard you in there talking to somebody, and I don't know if you were referring to the interference you were hearing. That I got a message from Emil of EU1EP about some issue coming out of the 3PRD, the Prescott-Russell repeater, so I disconnected it, and I was wondering if what you were talking, I don't know who you were talking to, but was that what the issue is about, or am I mistaken?
Lewis, you're not mistaken. You're right on the nail. That's exactly. I was talking to Emil. He brought it to my attention because I was still on the other node, and when I came over here, it was just awful. It was constant. It would let up once in a while, but I don't see it on the dashboard anymore. You obviously corrected it. And while I got you on here, Lewis, give me your opinion on my audio. Over.
Your audio is excellent. No packet loss, no distortion or any other problems. You might as well be sitting in the room here with me. Over.
Yeah, okay, very good, Lewis. And, you know, as much as I would like to see Texas one day, the big country of Texas, I'm not about to drive down there. But, yeah, okay, I appreciate the audio. I got a bad audio report earlier. I don't know what happened. I checked my settings, and everything was the same. Nothing had changed. I did an audio test. It was fine, but... I'm always concerned. I want to be heard. When I key up, I want to be heard. I don't want people to fight for to hear a call sign or anything. You know what I mean? Today we shouldn't have to worry about audio, and that was my concern. But anyway, appreciate you being on the job and taking care of that interference.
Yeah, no problem. Well, you know, sometimes it's not that your transmission is fault. It's on the receivers, and they assume that it's you and not a problem on their end. I mean, the whole system's so complex now. It's hard to tell, you know, where the issues are. And all I can say is, you know, thank goodness for Supermon and dashboards and all the technology we have now to kind of monitor the condition of the networks. It's really a kind of a, you know, all this new stuff as opposed to the old days where all we had was HF and 70 SIMs and 2 meters. It's with the VOIP and All-Star EchoLink, DMR, YSF, all the rest of them, D-Star. It's quite a juggling job to, and some of them are repeater based, and then some of them are like with the Canada Hub is strictly node based. Well, they do have repeaters, but you know, trying to keep all this stuff up and running is a job for us. At least it keeps us retirees busy. Over.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, we're back online.
Yeah, go ahead, Emil. Yeah, I got your message. I was talking to Henry, and Henry informed me that he was talking to you, and there was the problem with the VE3PRD repeater, so I did disconnect it. And on the next Thursday, Nat, just bring that up about so we have contact numbers in case there's an urgency or emergency, you know, regardless of what the issue is, but, you know, it could be radio or non-radio related. But, yeah, that's a great idea. But anyway, I was just telling Henry I got the situation fixed. Over.
Yeah, I was able to get the Supermon, but it was after the fact, and I have to, maybe I'll set an app there so I can go right to it if I have to. I was going to say something there and I forgot. Yeah, I agree with you, Lewis. Sometimes it's the receiver that has the QRM on their node, and I know Guy had quite a QRM on his node. And he blamed it on the time change. He said his radio wasn't warmed up yet. And I like the fact, Lewis, that I can go to my my phone message, and it goes to Stengel. That's kind of neat. I didn't know that was just going to happen. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, it's an app that, you know, you on your phone, and I have it set on notifications so that if anybody's chatting on Signal, it dings, you know, makes a noise. Now, you can control the parameters. You can just have it, you know, give a visual notification. But if I'm, you know, away from the radio or away from my phone, I wouldn't see it, so I can hear it. But, like, the other night, there were a couple of folks on there that were kind of carrying on a longer key, so, and I said, well, guys, every time you key up or post a message, it causes my notification to ring, so... You know, this is really not the place to carry on a long QSO. So anyway, I'm going to turn it back to Henry for any final comments, and then I've got to get out of here. But, yeah, we got the situation corrected, so all that ends, what's the saying, all's well that ends well. Back to you, is it VA3 or VE3HRY, VA3HRY?
Yeah, thanks, Lewis. Yeah, it's VA3HRY. Yeah, and I agree with what you had said earlier about so many connections and all these nodes and different modes and everything else. It's way beyond me, but it's good to be able to see what the problem is or the source of the problem on the dashboard and have someone rectify it. With that, I'm going to hang it up. I was in doing something in the kitchen earlier, and I had to leave it for a while to get to this because again, I was worried about my audio. But I think you've reassured me that the problem wasn't on my end, and I hadn't changed anything. So. KC5RGL, VE1EP, VA3HRY, 73, gentlemen, and go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, very good there, Henry. Yeah, it's all good. Thanks for coming to the rescue, Lewis, 73. Thanks again for the help and the support. It's all good. Okay, we got to run too, so we'll be on the side. One on Echo, Papa Mobile. We're clear and listening.
Hey, everybody, have a good afternoon, and I'll be monitoring on the side, but be doing some multitasking here, 73 guys.